All right, kia ora and welcome back to Burnt Breakfast on RDU 98.5. Well, I'm just so delighted to have on the line with me right now incredible performers, incredible artists, and they're just out with the new EP, which I'm too afraid to try pronounce right now, but I have no comply with me right now. Good morning, guys.
Morning, Liam. Oh, that's such a beautiful intro there.
Hey, you guys deserve it. But I will quickly ask, new EP, how do I actually say it?
It's pronounced...
See, there's no way I'm going to try do that.
It's back at it like a number plate.
Okay, it reads like back at it. So I guess it's a good place to start. You're back at it, right?
Yeah.
Congratulations on this EP. How are you guys feeling about it?
Really good, man. It's so nice to finally have it out into the world. Some of those songs have been a long time coming with COVID and other things. So,
yeah, right. Oh, I can imagine. So, like a lot of music at the moment, was it a lockdown project?
A lot of it was, and sort of just out of lockdown as well. Like when the levels in Auckland started easing up, some of it was done after that. And some of it was written, like even some pre-lockdown, maybe, even?
Pre-lockdown, I think all of it, most of it was in lockdown, but I guess like the lockdowns went for so long. So like our first and second EP kind of were all lockdowns.
Yeah.
And there was that gap in between, but we definitely were making music in this tiny little room we were living together, luckily in this tiny room. And just, oh my God, the neighbors, they would have hated it. But yeah, great times.
They did hate it.
Sorry to those neighbors. Maybe try somewhere else next time. I guess that's a really really interesting point about kind of, you've done a lot during sort of the COVID years. Is it strange almost to have like a body of work out that you can go straight into performing?
Yeah.
Really thought about that, but for sure.
Like it's almost like your first time in normalcy for your work, which is great timing because this is great work. I mean, like, it's amazing how much kind of variation there is amongst all the songs on this EP. Like, was that intentional?
Yeah, definitely. Don't want to like just subscribe to one blanket hip hop thing, you know? Because we love hip hop, but we also love so many other genres, and it's important to just experiment because that keeps it interesting as well for us, I think.
Oh no, you go.
No, not at all. I was just going to say when people are starting off in music, I think a lot of people tell them to find a lane and stick with it, and they have to kind of find their sound. I guess we just don't really write that as much.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough. You've done a good job. I it's so cliche to ask this question, and I do all the time. But like, what is the inspiration behind Back at It? Was there an inspiration?
I think in general, the Back at It kind of speaks for itself. Like there was like quite a big gap between the first EP and the second EP. So it was like, hey, we're back. There's still some of the same themes that we want to talk about on there. There are some new ones. This project in general was more collaborative with features and people behind the scenes as well. So it was sort of just wanted to make it like mostly a statement piece that we're back with new music and things like that, but also to carry on a lot of the same like values, I guess, and just an upgrade.
It's like a bunch of moments in time. Each song is just like a moment, and they're many months apart, each of those songs, and I feel like they were just each a moment in time, and they're all special in their own way, but you know, they kind of are almost like standalone tracks, you know, and they're just kind of represents the last like year and a bit for us.
Wild year you've had then of the EPs, anything to go by. So interesting you mention how many people like feature on the tracks and stuff. How does that work for you guys? Are these just like, do you happen to have friends who are good with at hip hop? No friends. Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah. So how do you approach these people? Are you just like, hey, we have the song, can you be in it? Or is it more like, hey, we want you to be in a song, do you have ideas?
It's actually happened like totally naturally every time. We've always had someone that's looking out for us. Little Angel, shout out Connor Nesta. He actually linked us up with two of those features and we ended up getting along with them really well. There's INF from Swidit and Wells, who's just a really talented writer, performer, and producer. And then the other one was Chef Mob, who's our best mates. Like, that's how I personally started, not Finn, but like I was just in my garage having beers with these guys and girls and just getting on the mic and doing stupid ass shit, you know, and it kind of formed from that. And so that was very special, working with those guys, like our best mates, and INF and Wells. It was very cool.
Yeah, shout out to Connor Nesta just quickly. I've been emailing him. Lovely guy.
Lovely guy. Lovely man he is. Shout out to Connor.
Do you learn much from these collaborations?
As a producer, definitely.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right.
Process is so fun. I wish I could do it, honestly, more. That's going to be cool, like, now, like, obviously, just need to kind of get my social boots on, whatever that means, and go do more sessions and learn like on the producing side of things, because the process is so important. To that's the most important thing, I reckon.
Yeah, I think writing too, like, even I mean that the INF one was funny because, as Ethan said, he got introduced and he ended up sending a beat through, and that one was like, we wrote to it straight away and sent something back and it was kind of done. But the Wells one was cool because we'd actually done another song with him. He was coming around for a session and we were thinking about working on that, and then we ended up scrapping it and starting something completely different. And that was kind of a demo of All My Friends came out of a garage with a four string electric guitar that wasn't plugged in, being recorded into an iPhone. So that whole like collaborative process, and including the writing, it was very like back and forth and involved, and I'd only recently started doing that, like writing alongside other people, and it's super refreshing. And two heads are better than one, or three heads are better than one, I guess. So
yeah, it was very fun.
So yeah. In this kind of dynamic you two have, Finn, are you the writer and Ethan the producer? Is it that clear?
Not as much anymore. Like,
lines are being blurred.
Wow.
For the most part. But Ethan's got like two verses on this project. He's been writing way more like hooks and things like that. And I'm just the little person in his ear telling him to push and pull knobs occasionally on production. But yeah, it's definitely like we're crossing over more. But I would definitely say Ethan is the producer. Yeah. And
yeah.
I mean, I think that's a great sign of kind of your development and like how you're progressing as artists, which is so cool to see. So like, congratulations on that. And you're also about to go on tour. Ototahi's not part of that tour, so whatever, that's fine. I'm not dark about it at all.
We're dark about it.
Now, I've seen you guys perform, and you're quite high energy and all that, but for those who haven't seen you perform, in your own words, what kind of should they be expecting?
Well, you might get jumped on in the crowd if you're up the front.
Okay. Wow.
It's not too dissimilar to going through like a Rick and Morty portal.
Oh, wow. Really, okay, interesting.
Fuck.
So, So the two prospects are, you might get assaulted, or it might be like a cartoon.
Not assaulted. It could be jumped on with love.
Oh, of course, of course. All those times I've been jumped on.
Bombarded with love.
It'd be consensual as well. I'd always ask, you know, like, I'd look at the people in the crowd dead in the eye, and I'm like, I'm about to jump. And they always actually look at you like, yes, let's do it.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. Yeah. I'm glad they're into it. Hey, Ethan, you've had some wild hairdos in your time. Finn, you're often different colours, but right now we've just got, like, blonde and bald. Like, what's going on there?
I had to shave. It was too much of a part of the ego, Liam.
Okay.
I had to let it go. The skullet is no more.
Oh, damn. Well, what a shame. I hope it doesn't hinder your performance, although I'm absolutely sure it won't.
Get it, you're okay. Dynamic.
Yeah, great. Makes for jumping on people easier, I guess.
Yeah, and a headbutting.
Mine was a bright pink copper, but I had to let the ego dissolve and fade out as well.
Well, actually, I was talking to my hairdresser. Apparently, pink is notoriously, like, the most difficult color to keep, like, consistent in your hair. It's really hard.
Yeah, Finn's came out quite quickly.
It does. A little pro tip is, if you ask your hairdresser for some of the dye, pop it in your conditioner. And then when you condition your hair, you just get
it. Oh, that's really smart. Well, that's a fantastic tip, and thank you for it. guys, thank you so much for doing this interview. It is so cool that you are out there with new music, and love to see you perform and travel the country and all that. So congratulations to you both.
Thank you, Liam. It's so nice talking to you, as always.
We will 100% get to Christchurch very soon.
Yeah, can you hurry up, please? It's sort of rude, but whatever.
It's ridiculous.
ridiculous. Guys, have a great, great day.
Yeah, you too, Liam. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate it.
Much love, amigo.
My pleasure.
Much love, Christchurch.